Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We at MNN wish you a Merry Christmas as we celebrate the hope of Christ's birth. But we also want to ask you to take a moment and remember your brothers and sisters around the world in prayer today. Plus, we'll share an example of how the gospel transforms whole communities. That story and more coming up. We're starting in Asia today. For a country known for the worst persecution of Christians in the world, what does Christmas look like in North Korea? Not surprisingly, it's basically forbidden, says Ben Gabriel, Alpha Relief's director at Global Advance.
Any open expression of Christianity, Christmas included, is punishable. And they do punish what they call a three-generation system, going after both your parents and your children if you are caught doing things that the state is not a fan of.
And yet, the gospel has made inroads. There is an underground church that is celebrating, albeit quietly, the hope of Christ today.
There's real and definite testimony of hidden secret meetings of believers that they worship in private and might pass each other in the street with a slight nod of the head or whatever they do to at least try to maintain some sense of community.
Gabriel says the gospel came in through various channels, some of it through humanitarian aid, which is where Alpha Relief enters this story. They've had the opportunity to share the hope of Christ with guards and citizens alike, and prayer bathes it all. As for 2018,
we just have to continue to be on our toes and looking for new opportunities and new ways as things become difficult. And so pray for opportunities, pray for open doors for the gospel to North Korea.
Last week, we introduced you to Joseph, a believer involved in Bible translation in South Asia. He shared some of the pain facing the local church and called for healing and prayer because his hope is not unfounded. He's seen tangible evidence that God is transforming communities. Take one village chief who refused to allow the gospel into his community for 5 solid years.
One day, for some unknown reason, one of the families, they allowed their 12-year-old daughter to go to the Bible school. And so she went there. They have kind of a children's home there. And during the break, she went home. And so she told her family about Jesus.
Word started to spread, and the chief decided that if Jesus could heal his brother, he would let believers enter the village.
They had already tried black magic on this paralyzed boy. They had already tried the gurus and godmen, but nothing had healed him. And so even clinics, even medical clinics. And so the two young men, they laid hands on the paralyzed man. They prayed for him, and he got up and walked.
Within a matter of months, more than 500 people had devoted their lives to Christ. Joseph has also shared some other ways to pray, and you'll find them at missionnews.org. Finally, Gary Edmonds, president and CEO of Food for the Hungry, was struck by an Advent reflection on his recent trip to northern Uganda. There, FH works with refugees fleeing violence from South Sudan. Edmund says one of their critical ministries in northern Uganda is medical clinics in the refugee camps.
These people with whom we're working in that context of Adjumani, these mothers, they've often been traumatized. They're confused. The children are fearful and timid. And yet at the same time, we and our staff and the people that we have mobilized and recruited are there to love them, are there to help them.
As FH provides medical care for refugee children, there's often a language or cultural barrier. Some of the mothers are uncertain about allowing strangers to tend to their children. But as the FH team builds trust with the mothers,
reluctantly, cautiously, these mothers will hand their children into our care because they believe that we will love, we will care for their children.
And it struck Edmonds that the decision to hand over your child, even temporarily, into the care of a stranger is agonizing for these refugee mothers.
I think about that for Christmas. God has given his own son to us in such a way, and he says, come, follow me.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If you want to find your place in any of the stories you've heard today, head to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. And on behalf of the MNN staff, Rich Hulls, Dodd Morris, Julie Bourdon, Lindsay Coe, Beth Stolliker, Alex Anholt, Katie Harth, Annalise Schremer, and Anna Deckard, I'm Ruth Kramer. Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year.